They're the Ben Schwartz of owning teams. If you're blue, we want you, because he does all the blue characters.
He does.
He did Leonardo. He did Leonardo in the new Ninja Turtles. Sonic.
Vaguely blue.
He was. Which one was it?
He's Sonic.
Huey, the blue one on DuckTales.
I don't know which one's which one.
Yeah, with the blue one on DuckTales.
But he is one of the DuckTales.
Yeah, he's the blue one.
Is he the blue one?
He's the blue one.
Okay.
He keeps playing characters that are like blue is their color.
He's a Crip.
He probably does Crip walk everywhere.
Yeah, he seems like a guy who Crip walks everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Him and Snoop Dogg, huge Crip guys.
And this is The Payoff Pitch.
You're the dummy that don't believe in science. All your projects always be denying. You're the dummy that don't believe in science. All your projects always be denying. And I got thrown on half my words. I've got thrown on half my words.
All right, guys, we are back. It is episode 2 of The Payoff Pitch.
Season 2.
Season 2, episode 2.
What episode is it really, though?
27.
Okay.
In canon, it's 27.
In Canada?
Canon.
Oh. I guess in America, it's number 27, too.
Yeah. With exchange rate, would be a different Canada.
The exchange rate is 29 in Canada. Anyway, we're back. It is season 2, episode 2 of The Payoff Pitch. Today, we will be discussing...
Famous number 2, famous number 27. Go, pick.
Obviously, for going number 2, there's only one number 2.
Poop.
That ever existed. I mean, sure. But I was going to say the one and only...
Dontrell Willis.
No, Derek Sanderson Jeter.
His name's Sanderson?
Yeah. Mm. Hall of Famer. Owner of a time machine. Sold the Marlins because he got tired of signing autographs for Topps.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Jeter.
Do you think he had to sell because Topps stopped paying him?
Maybe FanDuel has a worse autograph deal for him. They're like, well, you're doing all right.
Oh, that's a good point.
Guys, I'm not doing all right.
Ever since FanDuel bought Topps, they stopped releasing Derek Jeter stuff. Is that a coincidence or is it a coincidence?
FanDuel fucking hates the Yankees.
FanDuel's run by
huge Red Sox
owner of the Red Sox.
Oh, Henry Ford?
Yeah. LeBron James owns FanDuel.
Whatever. I don't give a fuck who owns the Red Sox.
He owns part of it. He's,
yeah, he's part of the
portion.
Fenway
part
Roush.
Fenway's.
Fenway Roush Entertainment.
And don't they own Man U or something like that, too?
Liverpool.
No, not Liverpool.
It's not Liverpool.
No, that
is
Man.
Is it Liverpool? Man,
was Man
U. You should have been a Liverpool supporter.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're right. It is Liverpool.
It's a Liverpool. It's a Liverpool. Liverpudlians, huh?
Today, we're going to be discussing the recently completed first program, because it's not innings anymore. It's not Team Affinity. They literally just took everything and just slammed it all together and made it into one disgusting pie. It's not the first inning. It's not Team Affinity anymore. It's just...
Every time is Faces of the Franchise.
It's basically Team Affinity. Yeah, it's basically just Team Affinity.
I got a bone to pick with the San Diego Studios over this one, too.
Make sure you save it for your...
I'm going to,
save
brother.
It for your second.
Brother, I got you.
I understand how media works.
He's checking his phone to make sure he got his notes still.
Yeah, so anyway, we're going to discuss that. But before we do that...
Oh my God, you're save for your segment. Fucking segment right now. You didn't have anything else to say.
Well, I have more to say. I have a joke I wrote down, but I'm saving it for the one
What's
I wrote down.
What's the deal with all these Cardinals in the game? They call it airplane food, but it doesn't fly.
Actually, right now, they're off to a fantastically even start with cards, like Flashback and Legend cards. Most everyone is relatively close, except for the Yankees, who have like 16, but everyone else is like 7 or 8. I mean, everyone. Yeah. Even the Rockies, which is...
Well, that's everybody then. That's everybody they've got for the Rockies.
The Rockies are done. Sorry, Rockies fans, you're done.
At the end of the year, this is a prediction I'm going to make right now. At the end of the year, there'll be more Wander Franco cards than Colorado Rockies cards.
Before we jump in to talking about Faces of the Franchise, let's go ahead and kick it off with everyone's favorite segment, Jonathan's Offline Grind
Season 2.
We gotta have a new one, man. All right, Jonathan, everyone wants to know, have you bought the game yet?
I bought it after we recorded last month.
Okay.
I bought the deluxe edition.
For PlayStation?
Yes.
Okay.
Why do you have a Nintendo
one? Actually...
Poser?
We'll discuss that in a second.
Oh, there's a reason? Okay.
There's a reason for that.
So I've had it for a month, and I just started playing it on Sunday.
That's about right.
That sounds about right.
You chose the perfect time to jump into the game just because you had 7 days to finish.
And then I saw that you could unlock the Faces of the Franchise. I was like, oh, I got plenty of time. And then I turned on yesterday. I was like, oh, it's gone. Like, oh, okay. Well, I guess I'm not getting Brian Reynolds or anyone good.
Actually, you know, you still can get Brian Reynolds. You just have to buy him on the market. Even though he's going for, I think, 10,000 stubs.
That's so too much.
For Brian Reynolds? No,
that's way too much.
Here's another thing, too. Last night, he messaged me. He goes, hey, I don't see my logos. And he sent me a picture of his uniform in the editing. editing thing. He's, I don't see my logos. Where are my logos at? And I was like, well, I mean, you're never going to see them on that screen because it's the editing screen. Like, it's always gone. Like, just go in there and look. Well, I mean, they're there, but it, like, he can't get them to show up in the game. So I was like, what's your logo? And to which he replied,
it's the Little Caesars, man. I mean, I figured if this podcast isn't going to be sponsored, at least my team could be.
Yeah.
You know?
What's the name of the team?
The Dads. Who does the announcing for the game?
Boog Shiambi.
Who?
Boog Shiambi.
Booger Shiambi?
Who? That's his Jason name. Shiambi. He does the Cubs. He used to do ESPN. Actually, I think he still does ESPN, like on the weekends.
Yeah. I don't want to listen to anyone announce the game, so I mute it. And there's no way to have them to say the Dads, so it just says the Dudes.
You know what's funny? My team is the Good Guys.
Hey, yo!
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah.
And you can't get Good Guys as an audio, so my team is announced as the Dudes.
Hey! We're twins!
Yeah! How about that? Both our teams are announced as the Dudes, but mine's West Virginia, so. Anything else going on in the grind?
No.
You're just getting started, though, so.
Yeah, I opened all 25 packs I got.
Yeah.
I didn't get anything. I think I got, like, a gold.
Was it your required gold from playing last year?
No.
Did you get a thank you pack for playing last year?
No.
That's weird. You should have gotten a, hey, thanks for playing.
What's in it?
Hey, honey, thanks for playing.
Is it like just a regular old Shohei pack? I don't.
It's like gold shield, and it just says, thank you.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Yeah, that was it. And
well, I guess you didn't play last year.
Sorry. I guess not. I mean,
all you have to do, as they say, is touch the servers, and you get the pack.
Touch. Well, I didn't touch the servers because I don't play online, so maybe they're just like, fuck you, dude.
Did you play it online last year?
No.
Did you play online this year?
No.
Oh, you're not going to get a pack then. Eh, whatever.
Well, I guess it is the offline grind, right?
Yeah, that
would. Otherwise, this segment would have to change to my online grind.
Nobody wants to hear that,
though. No. They don't even want to hear the offline grind.
Actually, have you started Road to the Show yet?
I created my character and I played one game, but it was like, I want to upgrade all my equipment, so I'm just fucking sick, you know?
Good choice. You know what your archetype's going to be?
No.
He's a wizard.
Actually, this thing about being a troll.
It's going to be a clerk.
You have to file the paperwork in a timely manner or else you won't pass your classes.
If you cannot complete my quest in 28 days' time, you cannot have the faces of the franchise.
What cover athlete did you pick?
I actually took Tatis. Like I said, I needed a shortstop.
Right. Is that the one we told you to take or no?
No, we said Kutch.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I did buy Kutch.
Did you take him?
I took the best player available.
Andrew McCutcheon.
No, I took Ryan Howard.
Oh, good choice.
April Fools. I took Kutch.
Kutch is a great card, as always.
As always.
Oh, yeah. Invest in Alec Manoa and Lou Bob.
Not to be the bearer of bad news, Lou Bob is already a diamond.
No, he's not. Is he? There's someone on the White Sox that's not a diamond, that's like an 83 that you should invest in.
Lou Piniella. Joe Dobbs.
Luis Robert is a 85.
I don't think I'm right.
Anyway, Alec Manoa is a great investment. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely take
Alec. You know what I'm thinking? I think it's Brian Hayes. That's who I'm thinking of.
He's going to get hurt again and not go down.
He actually just got bumped up yesterday.
So investing in Brian Hayes, it's like 600 stubs.
I think he's 84 right now.
Just invest.
Yeah.
Don't listen to me.
Listen, he's going to get hurt. He's not going to play. He's not going to go up.
All right, guys.
I'm never wrong.
Alec Manoa.
That's true.
Brian Hayes. Just everything you've got right now, invest it.
And I get 3%.
It's like 1,000 something.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Brian's like 600.
So if that's it for the offline grind, let's just go ahead and jump right in.
Yeah, but if anyone out there can answer my question as to why my little Caesar's man isn't showing up in game, let us know.
It's probably like a censorship thing.
If that's it for the offline grind, let's go ahead and jump right into it. We're going to kick it off with the three pillars. That's what I'm calling it right now. I don't know.
We got three pillars of what?
Strength.
No. Like, what are the three pillars on?
Strength.
This is the new hierarchy of needs.
What are they holding up? Like, I understand.
The holding up is girth.
This is the foundation of which we are now basing these cards. It's the hierarchy of needs.
No, well, what's the foundation that the pillars are built on?
What are they? Is it just three pillars?
Yeah, there's just three things.
Why would it be
like
four?
Why are they pillars? Why didn't it be like a stool or a tripod or something? Why is it three pillars?
You want to call it the tripod? The human tripod.
Yeah, human tripod.
So the three things that we're judging every card on, the tripod.
How big are their dicks?
Big old dongs. How nice are they? Not the dongs, the person. I should clarify. The three things that we're going to judge every card on: interest in the card, playability of the card, and the return on investment. Because again, time is money.
Turned into like an NFT podcast. I just feel it.
I got to think of a better third one, but I mean.
Yeah, you do. Return on investment sucks. It's not business shit.
Yeah, this is a video game.
And you can't even sell some of these.
Oh, yeah. Actually, some of these cards, you can't sell them. Some like right out the gate, you cannot sell them.
Memories you make with your children. That's the third one. I mean, I make a good memory with my child with this card.
How would we phrase that? Memorable?
Nostalgiability.
Nostalgiability. Nostalgia. There we go. We'll go with nostalgia.
I know who this guy is.
Interest in the card, playability of the card, and the nostalgia. Does it bring you joy? Does the card spark joy?
Well, the thing of beauty is a joy forever. That's what this podcast is about.
And of course, we always will always have our demands. Right now, it's Gold Glove Anthony Rizzo.
You're still on this?
Still on it.
Still released again.
St. Louis Studios, please give
well,
me
a last year, the game of Signature Series last year, not Gold Glove.
Oh, that's right.
Although, as nice as the Signature Series cards look this year, I'd be okay with that. They actually look good this year. Last year, they weren't, but this year, they look real nice. But I really do want that Gold Glove Anthony Rizzo, so please, just give me the fucking card. I'm not asking for a lot. We're going to get a player of the month, Anthony Rizzo.
Do you think so?
He has 9 home runs. Yeah, we're getting a player of the month. He's going to be the Austin Meadows player of the month. It's going to be like, why the fuck did he get a card? Because he has a bunch of home runs?
He's going to have 9 home runs. He's going to have a 24 speed. He's going to have like a 148 batting average.
I think he's in 286 or something like that right now. And of course, our most popular, was it popular? Our most frequent.
Nothing on the show is popular.
That's not true. Your segment's popular.
But I mean, the Queen segment likes it.
Your segment is popular. Our most frequent demand, Dairy Queen, you are the sponsor of Grand Slams for Major League Baseball. Just give us a little something. Just give us a little taste of that action. We're a baseball podcast. This podcast is a Grand Slam, if you know what I mean. Circling back to what Jonathan was saying earlier about me buying the game on Nintendo Switch, I've played it a little. You've played it. This game on Nintendo Switch plays like a mobile app from 2012. Like it looks and plays just like a mobile app from 2012.
Is it play better if it's docked?
Barely.
Okay.
Well, like, what did you
expect? But don't get me wrong, though. Having said all that, still enjoy the shit out of it. It's so nice to have that. Like, just take it wherever you want. Yeah.
Take it in the bathtub. Light some candles, play some Inya, play MLB The Show.
G. What are you talking about? I'm playing some Kenny G. Trying my best not to drop it into the water.
We get the new Michael Bolton song from the America Song Contest.
I don't know what they were doing when they made the Switch game. Allegedly, when they did the tech test, they came back with the results and they're like, we made this 2 weeks before the tech test started. Like, they're talking about the whole fucking Switch game. Like, we made this 2 weeks ago. And everybody was like, I could see it. The pitcher didn't have a face. They're like, it's so pixelated. The pitcher doesn't have a face. It looks terrible. I was like, eh, it still plays fine.
Basically, Galaxy 8.
Yeah, like, if you're going to get a game that comes out for a next-gen system or like even a PlayStation 4 or a Switch, get it for the PlayStation or the next-gen system because it's going to be better. Nobody other than Nintendo is putting any time in whatsoever into their
Switch
games.
They're done with it. They're not touching
it. Well, it's been out for like 6 years now, 7 years?
I think four or five.
No, it's more than four. More than four.
I'm pretty sure it's six.
Five. Because it came out the same day that Logan came out. I remember that.
Okay.
What correlation?
Weird. Yeah. Logan, hot take, is the best comic book movie of all time. I will die on that hill.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm not really going to go against that.
I like Spider-Man 2 better. Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Which one?
Amazing Spider-Man. The first one. The Sam Raimi one.
Oh, that sucks. With they Dr. all Octopus? Suck. All suck.
I just went out of your opinion, but it's fucking wrong as shit.
No, your opinion's wrong.
I just wanted to throw that out there real quick about the Switch. If you're going to get it, guys, understand you're only going to do offline stuff with
it. You know what the fuck you're getting when you buy it.
You know exactly what you're getting. That's why no one streams that a Switch. Right. You don't see it on Twitch. You don't see it on YouTube. Literally,
people stream Animal Crossing.
I'm saying like you don't see anyone playing the show.
The show. You should do it like as an agony thing.
Like a punishment. Like someone's going to come in and smack your bare butt with a paddle while you play this game.
You redeem 1 million points on stream. I will play a Ring Seasons game on Switch.
Online too. You have to play online because I don't know about your online connection with your Switch, but mine is fucking awful. I get like 2 megabytes a second.
Let's go ahead and jump right into the face of the franchise program, or as I like to think of it, half of the content, all the commitment.
Is that the joke?
That's the joke.
Hey!
I don't like it.
He wrote it.
Write another joke.
I'm not a fucking comedian, guys. Leave me alone. I mean, because here's the thing. When they first introduced the new program format, they're like, well, no more Team Affinity, no more inning programs. It's just this program. It's all it is. It literally is just Team Affinity. So they've eliminated half the content. There's no more inning program. So you don't have the 3-inning bosses. You don't have the henchmen. You don't have the classic flashback cards, at least in this one. So there's 9 cards gone. And then to put the cherry on the cake or the ice cream.
What's cherry on cake?
Interesting metaphor.
Well, I guess if you go to a Shoney's and you get the hot fudge sundae cake, it has.
If you don't have a Shoney's where you live, it's a bad restaurant with a buffet.
I'm dying on this hill. The cherry on the cake, the cherry on the brownie ice cream cake.
The cherry on the cherry cake.
Before, when you did Team Affinity, you got all 30 cards, right?
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah, every card. You got them all. It was Pokemon.
It was not Pokemon, but
no, that's different.
You had to catch them all. You had to throw the baseball at the man and trap him in it. Trap his soul in the ball.
Before, you would get all 30 cards. This time, they gave you 6 packs. You get 1 card out of the pack. Can't sell it.
What?
So you have a 1 in 5 chance of getting someone good or super shitty. And then, keep playing. You get a second. You get the choice pack. pack, which you get to pick whoever you want, and you can sell it. Why they didn't switch that, I'll never fucking know. Why you don't have the choice pack first, let you pick the card you want, and then the second card, you can just get whatever and sell it if you don't like it. I don't know. They decided not to do that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't like this program.
Well, you missed out on it.
Well, I did miss out. I'm not sad that I missed out on it now.
It was very poorly received. Like when they said, the first one you get it, you can't sell it. And we pick for you. Good luck. Everyone was like, L.
No, L.
A lot of Jake Cronenworths in that pack.
Actually, everyone got like Sean Murphy and they were real upset about it.
The catcher from the A's?
Yes, sir. Ugh. So I'm going to run down every card they selected for the face of the franchise. Some of these aren't actual faces of the franchise.
Like Sean Murphy?
At this point, Sean Murphy is the face of the A's franchise. So they got that right.
Okay.
Everyone else is gone. Matt Olson, Matt Chapman, Sean Manaea.
Graveman.
Graveman.
Yeah, he's in.
Everyone's gone.
Houston, isn't he? Graveman?
He's in Chicago. He's with the White Sox.
Oh, cool. Oh, okay. We should go to Chicago. Get some Graveman merch.
If anyone out there is an artist, do us a favor and draw Graveman as Grave Digger, the monster truck, and send it to us. We'll put on a shirt. We'll sell it to you.
Please and thank you. So in the National League East for the Braves, it's Ronald Acuna Jr. For the Marlins, it's Jazz Chisholm. Mets, Francisco Lindor. Phillies, JT Realmuto. For the Nats, it is Josh Bell. In the Central, for the Cubs, it's Marcus Stroman. Reds, Joey Votto.
Of course.
Brewers is Devin Williams. Pirates, Brian Reynolds. And for the Cardinals, it's Tommy Edman. In the West, for the Diamondbacks, it is Carson Kelly. Rockies is CJ Cron. Dodgers, Cody Bellinger. Padres, Jake Cronin. And for the Giants, it's Logan Webb. I should also point out, every card in this is a 90 overall. In the American League East, for the Orioles, Cedric Mullins, Red Sox, Rafael Devers, Yankees. We'll go ahead and skip that one. For the Rays, Wander Franco.
You got one Wander.
Actually, two. Lots of Rays as well.
Okay, so you got two already.
We're at two. We're already at two.
We're already at two cards.
Blue Jays, Alek Manoah.
Okay.
Right. West Virginia, let's go. In the Central, for the White Sox, it is Luis Robert. Cleveland is Emmanuel Clase. Tigers, Casey Mize. Royals, Andrew Benintendi. And for the Twins, Boss Baby, Byron Buxton.
Hey.
Yes, sir. Going out west, Astros, Kyle Tucker, Angels. Mike Trout.
No, you don't say.
Huh. Surprising.
You think it'd be the guy on the front of the game.
Here's the thing, though. This is a 90 overall Mike Trout.
Weird.
So the live series Mike Trout at the time was a 94. He's now a 97.
So this is like a Mike Trout that's like hurt.
It's like a dumbed down Mike Trout.
It's like Mike Trout with like a pectoral tear or
this is Mike
like
Trout's slower, dumber, younger brother.
Yeah. Ike Trout.
Mark Trout. This is Mark Trout. Yeah, from now on, he's Mark Trout.
He's got like a unibrow. He's like Jason Jambi, brother.
Oh, he's Jeremy. Jimmy Trout.
For the A's, it's Sean Murphy. For the Mariners, Mitch Haniger. And for the Rangers, it's Corey Seager. That's everyone that they selected for the face of the franchise program. Mm-hmm. Some of them are fantastic. I mean, Mark Trout, great choice. You can't go wrong with
Mark
Trout.
We can't go wrong with Mark Trout.
I can't believe they actually chose Acuna. Like, well, that was a surprise.
Who else are you going to pick? Ozzy?
Ozzy Albies. Yeah, 100% Ozzy Albies.
Why they pick Josh Bell?
Yeah, that's another one. Like I said, some of these guys,
that's a real head scratcher.
I think because at some point you have too many of a certain position and you got to like spread the love. Also, Josh Bell is a great fucking card. So after listing all of these cards, what are our thoughts on the faces of the franchise? Do you think it's worth the trouble?
No.
Given all the requirements, all the...
What do you have to do? You have to, like, win a game with every team? Or, like, what do you have to do?
You have to earn XP. It's an XP path.
Oh, okay.
And I think the last pack was 350,000 XP. Like, they'll give you a lot of things you can do to earn a ton of XP, but a lot of it sucks. Mm-hmm. Like, Showdown. I don't want to play Showdown.
No, ever. Showdown sucks.
There are some people that absolutely love Showdown because it's really fun. Not really. It's so frustratingly difficult sometimes when it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of random RNG stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to play it, so I don't bother. And I know I don't have to. That's the good thing about it. I don't have to play Showdown.
You can just spend your money and buy the cards you want.
Yeah, I could buy the cards, but I mean, honestly, you can sit there and flip cards. I made 20,000 stubs in a night one time just flipping one card. It's not hard to make stubs in this game. It's just you got to have patience and the app.
So what app?
The MLB The Show companion app.
I don't have it.
You can download it off of the Apple Store or the Google Play Store.
I don't think I have it.
If you don't have it, you should definitely get it because you can make a lot of stubs with it. So good cards in here. A lot of cards you're not going to be able to really get any use out of.
Right.
The fact that the pack was no sell sucked. It should have been sellable.
Yes.
And the choice pack should have been no sell. But that's a learning experience. Do better on the next one, guys. Please.
You pieces of shit.
Just do better. That's all we ask.
Be best.
Moving on. We're going to just cover everything. I'm going to cover World Series, Battle Royale, and one of the cards in the BR program. We're going to go to the World Series reward pack.
What do you get?
I'm glad you asked, Matt. Really great segue. So if you get to the World Series, you get your choice of one of three cards.
Okay.
The first card is Cal Ripken Jr. He's a shortstop, obviously. obviously, bats, right, throws, right? This is a 91 overall second half hero from 1983. Against righties, he has 115 contact, 64 power. Against lefties, it's 105 contact, 61 power. Vision is 92. Fielding is 85. Arm is 92. Speed is 60. He has no secondary positions. And also keep in mind, he's like 6'7". He's a big boy.
Big guy.
The second card in the pack is Jorge Posada, catcher, switch hitter, throws right. Another 91 overall. Another second half heroes card, 2003. Against righties, he has 89 contact, 78 power. Against lefties, it's 106 contact, 108 power. Vision is 68. Fielding is 75. Arm is 75. Speed is 28. And again, no secondary positions. You can get Adley Rutschman's prospect card basically for free. Just got to get a few prospect cards underneath him, whatever. They gave those away. Like, they literally gave them away. And it's a better card than Jorge Posada. Now, if you want to get Posada and just constantly go hip, hip, Jorge.
And I do.
Be my guest.
That's your business, but don't drag me into that shit.
Why would you pick either one of these cards when, in the same choice pack, you can get Milestone Dontrell Willis?
We did it, guys.
Or as we like to call it, Playoff Pitch Dontrell Willis.
Yes.
Because that's our card. The Playoff Pitch got that for you.
We got it, guys.
You're welcome. I'll tell you what, though. I feel like he got cheated on this card.
Yeah.
All right? It's a 91 overall. It's a Milestone card, of course, for the 21 club, as we demanded.
Exactly what we asked for.
Exactly what we asked for. They gave him a 5-pitch mix.
I'll let him have it.
He has a 4-seam fastball, slider, changeup, cutter, and a curveball. 4-seam is 94 speed, 94 control, 90 break. Slider, 80 speed, 92 control, 97 break. Changeup, 81 speed, 88 control, 87 break. Cutter, 89 speed, 84 control, 81 break. Curveball, 75 speed, 74 control, 76 break. Stamina, 113. Hits per 9, 83. Ks per 9, 78. Walks per 9 of 93. And another thing to keep in mind, this car can hit a little.
How much?
A little,
okay.
Better than most pitchers. He's got like, I think 44, 60, and then like 55, 65, something like that against lefties.
His power is almost Cal Ripken level. They got the same power as Cal Ripken.
Yeah, pretty much. He's right around on that level. And he has that really great windup. So obviously, if we were ever able to get to the World Series, we're going to take
Dontrell Willis.
I actually need to get some stubs real quick and buy him because I feel like he has to be in the rotation.
Yeah, you have to put him in rotation. Yeah. I mean, you're going to have a 90-guy rotation anyway.
Yeah, of course.
So, I mean, why not put him in it?
I mean, right now, my rotation is only three cards deep, so...
You can get him for 44,820 stubs.
I currently have 6,000 stubs. So let's see if I can get him before Monday. Right now, I have 6,000 stubs as of this recording.
Will he be more expensive after Monday?
Yes, he will go up. That's World Series. The other one we're going to talk about real quick is Battle Royale. This really doesn't matter because I'm never, ever going to get 12-0. I'll never get the Flawless Rewards Pack. Mm-hmm. But there is a card in here I kind of want to just talk about real quick because, you know, you guys would appreciate it. We'll get to him last. It was five cards to kick it off. The first card was Pedro Martinez, starting pitcher. He's a righty, obviously. This is a 90 overall. It's a 1998 All-Star card. He has a 5-pitch mix. I know. He has a 4-seam fastball, circle change, cutter, slider, and a curveball. The 4-seam has 96 speed, 89 control, 90 break. Circle change, 82 speed, 93 control, 95 break. Cutter, 94 speed, 87 control, 85 break. Slider, 87 speed, 84 control, 87 break. Curveball, 77 speed, 67 control, 81 break. Stamina is 100. Hits per 9, 82. Ks per 9, 92. And walks per 9, 71. Not bad.
That's fine.
I wouldn't take it.
Go 12-0 and get that card.
Not when
back.
There's another, I mean, fifth card that we're going to talk about. That's the one you take. The next one is going to be the fucking enemy of the man, Andrew Miller. This is a relief pitcher. He's a lefty. 91 overall. 2015 breakout. I can't wait for the 2022 Union Hero.
Yeah.
Andrew Miller.
Is that going to be one?
Yeah.
It's him in his next suit coming out of the...
In 5 years, when they get the rights back to Andrew Miller, there's going to be a 2022 Union's Hero. Andrew Miller. But this one's 2015 breakout. He has a 3-pitch mix. Not bad.
Hey.
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's actually the minimum. They can't... If they could go lower, they would.
They can do lower.
They make the rule. I mean, Andrew Miller didn't have 3 pitches. Like, let him have it.
The third pitch, you probably won't use it. He has a slider, 4-seam fastball, and a changeup. Slider has 84 speed, 97 control, 99 break. 4-seam fastball has 95 speed, 87 control, 84 break. And the changeup has 88 speed, 52 control, 54 break. A stamina is 25. Hits per 9 is 112. Ks per 9, 120. And walks per 9 of 60.
Why wouldn't we use that last pitch?
Yeah, because it's going to those pitches that it's like, you don't know where it's going to go.
I know where it's going to go.
flat.
Over the fence?
No, it's going to go right down the middle, and he's going to miss it, because Andrew Miller, very...
Honestly, though,
something. You know, who cares?
Pitches down the middle are probably the best ones you can throw in this game right now, because everyone's, like, on a corner somewhere.
Right.
You throw it down the middle, they're, like, going to get under it or over top. Like, they're going to miss, because they're never ready for a pitch down the middle until you get to, like, where Jonathan would be.
Yep. Right.
If he went online.
I'm not allowed to.
He's legally banned.
No. St. Louis Studios won't let me do it.
Third card we're going to mention is Craig Biggio. Because
why? We don't, because he's a dirty cheater. Pass. Go on.
Fuck Craig Biggio.
We'll just skip Biggio. Who cares? All right, I mean, sorry, we wouldn't take him anyway, so who fucking cares? The fourth card.
The Warren Cabin Biggio actually, fans. Like,
I'm going to go ahead and skip the fourth card, too, because I...
But who is it?
Too much hype. It's Chipper Jones. We don't want Chipper Jones. Here's the card. If you were to go flawless...
You win 10 of these goddamn games in a row without losing.
12.
12 games. And you fucking take Chipper Jones.
Why would you take a card that has 95 contact, 82 power against righties, and 85 contact, 62 power against lefties? Why would you do that?
Stupid.
There's so many better cards right now.
So number five.
Number five. It's Jason Bay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Jason okay. Bay.
You've piqued my interest.
Yeah. Left fielder, obviously. Bats right, throws right. This is a 90 overall. A little low, in my opinion.
It's very low.
Yeah. A little low.
Like the Mark Trout.
Yeah. This card is based on the run that got him a huge contract. This is actually 2005. Was that the year he got traded to the Red Sox? Actually, no, it would be a Red Sox card if it was. Anyway, 90 overall, low, but whatever. This is a 2005 second half heroes card. Against righties, he has 80 contact, 85 power. Against lefties, 125 contact, 72 power. Vision is 66. Fielding is 69. Arm is 66. Speed is 64. And he does have secondaries of center and right field. I'll tell you what, man. Even if you don't want to play him in your outfield because you're a stupid weirdo, put him on your bench. He would fucking destroy lefties. If we were ever... No. I'm not even going to pretend like we could. So if you ever go 12-0, listener... You're taking Jason Bay.
Take Jason Bay, of course.
Take Jason Bay. You take Jason Bay. So go ahead and do it real quick. Take Jason Bay. Thank us later. Having said all that, there is also a little sub-program that I have mentioned in the past that if you win enough games, you get enough points, you get a special card. One of the cards they included in the program, friend of the podcast, actually probably not, Ron Santo.
Hey, Ron Santo!
Yeah, so they finally got Ron Santo's rights. Well, they probably had them. They just finally decided to include Ron Santo. First card they gave him. Not bad. 92 overall. It's a 1966 All-Star card. Against righties, he has 92 contact, 80 power. Against lefties, it's 84 contacts, 71 power. Vision is 89. Fielding is 88. Arm is 92. Speed is 61. And here's the kicker. He can play shortstop.
Really?
No, but they gave it to him. This card could play shortstop if you wanted to.
He doesn't make the power threshold, though.
I think anybody you've listed so far, this whole episode, has met the power threshold. I don't even know one person.
I think Mark Trout did.
Well, he didn't tell us about Mark
Trout. I didn't give you any stats. I know
he would, but actually, Mark Trout probably does.
Mark Trout does not meet the power threshold. Yeah, I think he does against righties, maybe.
Well, yeah, y'all put him in there and it's right.
Again, he probably has like an injury to his arm or something. That's why
he only has one arm.
Actually, no, none of these cards. Well, Posada against lefties meets the power threshold. And that's
how often do you face a lefty, though? It's not worth it.
Well, when you're facing me, it's always a fucking lefty because that's all I can get right now.
You got that Randy Johnson card?
I don't have it yet.
Gonna get it?
I haven't.
Obviously, I bought the Ron Santo card.
How much was it?
20.
Is that why you
20 bucks?
Is that why you don't have any stubs?
Well, no, because I bought a bunch of 20 bucks in China Flip. Because I had to get Boss Baby Buxton. Speaking of stubs, remember, guys, I have 2 days to get 44,000 stubs.
Right.
And get Dontrell Willis.
Just buy it.
Well, hold on. Here's the thing. You have 2 days to get 44,000 stubs, get Dontrell Willis, and not get divorced. I feel like if you play a sports video game all day long.
I can use the app. You hear that, guys, who don't want to get divorced?
You want to keep your big TV? Download the app.
Hey, guys. Do you not want to get divorced from your wife who's super awesome? Download the app. It's available in the Apple Store or Google Play.
Name the app. You got to tell them the name of the app.
The MLB The Show Companion app. It's super long. It's
is all it on
name. It's a Microsoft. It's a
terrible name.
Can I get it on the Microsoft phone app store?
Yeah, sure, why not? What do we think about the BR program?
I mean, other than Jason Bay, it sucks.
Yeah, it sucks shit, except for Jason Bay. Same with the World Series program. Sucks shit, except for Dontrell Willis. Yeah.
Ron Santo.
Is he part of the BR?
He's part of BR.
You said he's part of a sub thing.
He's still part of the BR program.
I would also say
doesn't meet the power threshold. He's not making the squad.
You know what's funny, though, is I bought Ron Santo. He's on the bench. I was like, oh, he'll be my left-handed guy off the bench.
No, he won't.
He's not. He's actually not good against lefties. Like, what the fuck were you thinking, Nick? You fucking sentimental fool.
Again, nostalgia.
Yeah, nostalgia. Yeah. 100%. He meets the nostalgia threshold.
Like, he meets the nostalgia threshold.
Does he meet the kissable threshold?
That's a segment. The nostalgia threshold. The segment music is like strings.
And that's really going to do it for the podcast today. The Faces of the Franchise program was... somehow both good and bad.
Yeah, medium awful.
What would you give it on the rating scale that we don't have yet? Make it up real quick. So we'll make up a rating scale.
Oh, shit. I'd probably give it like...
Two.
I would probably give it a caught stealing.
Ooh.
I think I'm going to give it a caught stealing. Second to third.
Is it a caught stealing on a botched hit and run or straight steal?
I'd say straight steal. Give him a straight steal.
I'll give it a caught stealing on a botched hit and run.
You know what? I think if they'd had... I think if it was a little bit worse, I think I would call the World Series program, I think would be a base running error. I think is what that would be. It'd be two play at third because the guy at second doesn't know what he's fucking doing. He just runs on. I think that's what that would be.
So a two play?
I think a two play, yeah. What about you, John?
What would you rate it?
What would you rate the faces of the face?
The face-off program.
I would say it's a weak pop-up to the catcher.
Wow. All right.
Does he have to take his mask off to catch it? Or is it...
Is it one of those where it's like up the elevator shaft style where they're like, straight up the elevator shaft?
Here. Jonathan is...
That's unfortunate.
Jonathan is Gus Van Zandt.
Damn,
Clerks 2 right now.
Ooh, Jonathan... Out the gate.
Finally. Actually, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know what's going on. I wasn't listening.
Jonathan says, I said, count my money. Jesus Christ.
I've hit my threshold of commitment for the podcast. fucking done. All right, guys. So that's going to do it for this week's episode of The Payoff Pitch. If you like what you heard, please, by all means, subscribe to the podcast if you have not already. We are located literally anywhere on the internet where you can find a podcast. We're on Spotify, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Deezer, Pocket Cast, Ghana. I forget the other ones, but we're also located there. iHeartRadio, we're on that one. So if you like what you heard, please subscribe to the podcast again.
Are we on NPR?
Do they have a podcasting service?
Yeah, I mean, it's their podcast, but yeah.
Oh, no, we're not on Maximum Fun or anything like that.
Oh, that's too bad.
While you're there, make sure to leave us a 5-star review. And of course, let us know what you liked in the comments or what you didn't like. It's a new season, so that always means Jonathan could still read the comments. We do have one 5-star review.
A mystery.
It's a mystery. So if you are the person who left that 5-star review, come forward, take your credit, man. Deserve
your biscuit.
It.
Don't we have to send somebody a biscuit?
I believe
they have a 5-star review. Or yeah. If they DM'd us,
someone DM'd me.
Yeah, someone DM'd Jonathan once.
You can DM us on Twitter at @thisisthepayoff. Just let us know if you left that 5-star review. Take your credit. We will shout you out on the next episode, which will be at the end of the current program, which is spring cleanup. Yeah, make sure to follow us on Twitter at @thisisthepayoff, and you can also follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv/getgoodnick. That's GITGUDNICK. Get good, Nick. That will do it for this week's episode of The Payoff Pitch. We will be back in about 3 weeks when spring cleanup ends, and we'll discuss if that was a pop-up to the catcher or if it was just a good straight stolen base. We'll find out. Guys, that's it. On this Mother's Day, call your moms. And this was The Payoff Pitch. They weren't expensive. Actually, they could have been $5 for all we know.
There's no way these cards cost $5.
Well, you don't know that. I mean,
it was a hot movie.
It was a hot movie that didn't have
we
toys.
Almost, let's not forget, we almost made this a Ninja Turtles podcast.
We should have.
We were so close.
Listeners, hear my words.
Don't scream at
you. If you would rather us switch the format of the show to a Ninja Turtles podcast, tweet at us. Let us know. Because that'd be entertaining in this stupid fucking game.